This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is getting complaints from people who worry they'll miss out on $1 million drawings announced this week to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations. Many Coloradans searched the state's immunization database only to find that their shots aren't showing up. One was Scott Lee, a Navy veteran who got his shots through the Veterans Administration.
I'm a little disappointed that it's not in there.
In most cases, it's a simple matter of misspelling or a mistake by the person searching. But the health department admits as many as 65,000 people given shots at the VA are not in the database and says up to 11% of all immunizations statewide are not logged in within 72 hours. The state and VA say they're working to fix the issue. A COVID vaccination site in Pueblo is wrapping up in the next few weeks after opening in April, KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
FEMA has vaccinated a little over 21,000 people so far at the Colorado State Fairgrounds. The agency's Julie Brooks says the real success of the site has been in the equity outreach to the community.
The reason the pilot site was in Pueblo had to do with reaching underserved areas of the community.
Through additional sites at schools, churches, and shelters, Brooks says they vaccinated more than 1,700 people. The site transitions back to the State Fairgrounds for summer events on June 14th. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
About a third of Colorado is no longer in a drought. Recent rainstorms have brought some relief to the eastern half of the state, but drought continues in much of western Colorado. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.